world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I assure you, you made the right decision to spend some time with the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. I wanted to tell you, the other day I was doing some research for my show and I found out that in 1607, the world's first opera was premiered, Claudio Monteverdi wrote that opera. It's quite a while ago. And it happened on February 24th. And what else? Imagine in 1582, Pope Gregory XIII orders the introduction of the Gregorian calendar as a modification of the Julian calendar. And why am I talking about this? Because this is the calendar we are using today. What else? In 1955, Steve Jobs was born, one of the most incredible innovators in the world, and of course, co-founder of Apple and Pixar. I thought these are interesting facts worth to remember on February 24th. Oh, and let me quickly remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com around the world. And also, you can listen to my show and other shows on your phone. Just download our app and you are ready to go. And now it's time to introduce my great guests. Please stick around, don't go anywhere, grab your coffee, grab a glass of wine, make yourself super comfortable, and let's do this show.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm so happy to introduce my great guest. He has been nominated for multiple awards, including two Grammy Awards, two Billboard Music Awards, and also at the 2017 Stellar Gospel Music Awards, he won in seven key categories. The multi-talented singer, songwriter, and pastor, Travis Green. Travis, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. You know, I was listening to your music last night and I'm in a great mood today.
Thank you so much.
You know, I love when you said somewhere, I love God, I love people, and I love seafood. Is it still the same?
It is the same. That is my testimony.
Your charisma on stage and your ability to reach hearts with the gospel through music is so unique. And please take us back for a second and tell us, how did this beautiful journey with the music and gospel start?
You know, I kind of was thrown into it from birth. My mother's choir director. It was a way of life. You know, I think gospel music was kind of oxygen in our homes. Mm-hmm. So it was unavoidable, and I like to say I didn't really choose it; it chose me, and I just embraced it at an early age. And God blessed me with the ability to be able to portray what I heard, you know, mm-hmm. through music. So it was a God-given gift.
You overcame a lot of adversity as a child, and I have to tell our listeners that you died a couple of times, and you were basically pronounced dead. Tell me the story, what happened? You left your body, you had an accident.
Yeah. So I was 4 years old, and I fell four floors out of a window, and I was pronounced dead on the spot by doctors. And they literally covered me with a white sheet and said that I was dead. And God performed a miraculous miracle, and gave me back my life after my mother picked me up and prayed for me. Mm. And then they kept me in the hospital for a few days. As we were leaving, I told my mom, I have to tell you what happened. I told her before I hit the ground, a man with a big hand caught me. I told her I couldn't see his face because it was so bright, but I heard a voice. I said, do you want to go home with your mom or come with me? And, you know, I looked up and said, I want my mom. And so this time you're going with her, next time you're coming with me. And that's when I was four. And here I am 30 years later traveling and telling people about how powerful God is.
How these experiences that you just mentioned affected you and your music and your teachings?
Oh, big time. I mean, for one, you know, it just kind of, it teach you just how fragile life is, and mm-hmm. it teach you how real God is.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your Engage Culture movement and why it's so important to you.
Yeah, so I believe there's only three responses we can have to culture, right? We can complain, we can conform, or we could confront. And really, what I try to challenge everyone to do is to confront, to get involved with the change, to become the change, not just vote for or march for, but it becomes a change that we want to see. And that's how we do that, by engaging culture, moving upstream is what I like to call it.
I just want to ask you one more really interesting thing that I'm seeing around me, and I'm wondering if you can agree with me. As an artist, as a pastor, when you look around, you look online, would you agree that there is some kind of a global spiritual awakening happening right now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There is a, there's a hunger, and that's what we're seeing even out on this tour. People are really longing for something more and desiring God, and it's really mind-blowing to see, to be a part of. But we're, like I said, we're witnessing it every show on this crossover tour, mm-hmm. where people are hungry for God, people who you typically may not see in your churches, but have a desire and a God consciousness and a desire to know Him and grow within Him even more. So it has been a thrill to be a part of, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. You know what I love about you is that you make spirituality and believing in God fun and full of vibrant energy and important. And
wow.
that way you can connect with so many young people that many times are lost in this life or confused or lonely.
Wow.
Or, you know, being abused in many ways or bullied, and you giving them that chance to discover something more. So this is so beautiful.
Wow, glory to God.
That's awesome. What is your biggest dream? Tell me.
Oh, man, I'm inside of it right now.
I can imagine.
this and just to see a generation fall in love with God, I'd love to see believers really take the front street on culture, in terms of fashion, in terms of music, sports, entertainment, television. And so that's a dream of mine, to where we become the voice of change, and we become the voice of influence. And so that's what I'm trying to do by engaging culture.
Mm-hmm. Given the numerous awards and honors that you have received, is there a moment that stands out as most surreal to you?
Oh, man.
Probably many.
there are many. I would say, probably the first time my name was called at the Stellar Awards, because I'm so used to being nominated for everything, but to finally win something.
Yes.
It's like, whoa, really cool. And then I just kind of kept coming after that. The first of anything is always special. And, of course, we don't do it for that, but it's really cool to be recognized, for your efforts. Yeah.
And, yes, your new album, Crossover Life from Music City, debuted at number one on the Billboard Top Gospel Albums chart, and now you are on tour. So tell us about your U.S. tour that just kicked off.
It's out of this world. I mean, it's sold out in every market. I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. The crowds, I think one of the most intriguing parts yet for me is how diverse the crowds are. You see every race, you see different ages. And so that has been really, really cool for me to behold and to be a part of, for sure.
Wow. It's so beautiful to see, right?
Yeah, it is. It is awesome. Every venue that we've done has been clubs and bars, and it's just really cool because I think we're able to reach some people who just may not come to church.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to say to your fans here in New York?
I'll be coming back very soon. New York was one of the first markets to sell out. It's always still a surprise for me when I see the impact, and I see how many people are coming and being a part of it. It's just kind of surreal for me.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to your greatest hit, You Waited, and last night, and I was so moved, and it made me cry so bad in a positive way, just squeezed my heart. And the lyrics are so beautiful. Where would I be if you left me? I think so many of us can relate to it. And it's just unbelievably powerful, and your voice is so honest and so true.
Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be? Lift it up now. If you left me,
So to all of our listeners, I recommend Travis's amazing music and check out his new album, Crossover, live from Music City. And definitely, you know, check out his productions, his ideas on his websites. One website, which I recommend a lot, is very colorful, beautiful, and so informative. TravisGreen.net, TravisGreen.net. And another site that I recommend a lot is TravisGreen.tv, TravisGreen.tv. And tell us also your social media handles.
It's at TravisGreenTV. Mm-hmm. At TravisGreenTV. That's my social media everywhere. And it's always intriguing for me to hear from supporters. And I'm just so grateful for everyone's constant love and support.
Travis Green, everybody. Please check out his website, check out his music and his teachings and his beautiful, beautiful Engage Culture movement. I wish you all the best from the bottom of my heart. Pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bless you.
The gods of rock, the masters of classical, when they come together, you will believe. Welcome to Rocktopia, an epic, one-of-a-kind concert. Five world-class vocalists, a full symphony orchestra, Queen, Journey, Mozart, Beethoven, and more, in a Broadway event guaranteed to thrill your heart. Sail away to new heights in music. And for the first 3 weeks, see it with special guest Pat Monahan of Train. Rocktopia, on Broadway for 6 epic weeks only, starting March 20th. Get tickets at rocktopia.com.
Internationally award-winning documentarian film director Eric Merola, featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even... It's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show. 77 WABC, Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
I'm so excited to present my very special guest, and I have to say I've been dreaming about having him on the show, and today is the day my dream came true. He has been one of the most celebrated TV personalities in the world. He is the New York Times best-selling author. He's a master dog behaviorist with over 25 years of experience. His incredible work with dogs and his charismatic personality gain a huge admiration for him in about 120 countries around the world. Welcome to the show, the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan. Bravo.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you. It's been a journey. My life has been a journey, that's for sure.
You are one of the most successful and respected experts in dog psychology and dog training. And I would love to ask you, how did you first start your work with dogs, this beautiful journey?
Well, you know, my true profession is not really working with dogs. I know I rehabilitate them, but what I train is really the human. You know, I'm a big believer that dogs born perfectly fine, and if they're raised by their parents, they will have an amazing life. The thing is, the human choose them to bring them into their life, and we often not prepare how to raise a dog in a balanced way. When a dog comes in to live in people's home, often he spends a lot of time indoor, and they don't get to walk enough, they don't get to run enough, they're not really tired when they go to sleep. And that, if you think about it, that energy will turn into something negative. That's what people call aggression. That's what people call anxiety. That's what people call fear. Mm-hmm. And so when I come to people's home, I say, well, how often the dog walks? And then they said to me, well, I walk the dog twice a day, 15 minutes. But if you think about it, 23 and a half hours, that dog is behind doors. And is that enough for the dog? And the truth is not.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love what you do and love your shows. And I have learned so much because I have a dog as well. And I had no idea how many things are so important, like, for instance, our energy or how much we walk our dogs. But you made me change myself, analyze my behavior, my actions, my reactions. It's been incredibly beneficial watching you and changing my approach to my dog. So thank you for that.
That's exactly my goal in life, you know, to help people understand that in order for the dog to change, our habits need to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to think healthy. And what is healthy? Well, your energy, you know, what kind of energy do you practice when you address something? You know, most people don't practice calmness. Most people don't practice confidence. Most people give affection at the wrong time. Most people are excited at the wrong moment. You know, and I say there's four energies that a dog needs from us: calm energy, our confidence, our love, and our excitement. In order for the dog to actually listen to you so you can teach him, he needs calm energy and confident state of mind.
You have achieved an incredible success. Did that success change you in any way?
Like, my change who I am? No.
Yes.
You know, the only thing I've learned, you know, that when you have things, you have to share. You know, as a Hispanic, as a Mexican man, you know, I was raised to always help the family. So the only thing that has changed is I can help more family.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still the same guy that loves dogs. I'm still the same guy that wants to share. You're not prepared for none of that. But you have to move on, you know, and that is the only way you can do it is by keeping your passion in front, you know, and making sure that you focus on other people, you know what I mean? When you focus too much on yourself, you don't move on from the downs in life, you know, even though many, many harsh things have happened. I'm loving life even more.
Mm. Your energy is incredible and you inspire so many of us to be passionate about life and what we do. But like you've mentioned, a few years ago, you went through very dramatic events in your life. You almost died. Many people probably don't know about it. And thank God you're here and you're okay and we all love you. And did working with dogs help you to recover from those life challenges, find yourself, find your harmony?
I have never lived one moment of my life without a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that my childhood was always great because, you know, there was always animals around. The wealth of love, how much they admire you, how much they, you know, they love you unconditionally.
Yes.
All of those basic fundamental needs that every relationship needs has always been there for me from a dog. You know, so when I went into this depression and I just felt hopeless and I just felt like a failure, you can see how the dogs come in and just give you this incredible amount of love and like and start licking you and in a way you can interpret as don't give up.
Yes.
You know, we love you, we need you, and you mean a lot to us. And of course, when you are open your heart to animals and that way, you can feel it. You can feel that you mean a lot to them. You feel it more when you're in a hole, you know, when you're
yes.
like, when you're about to die, that's when you see life has more meaning. That to me was an incredible moment.
I always feel like that when I'm stressed out and when I'm dealing with my challenges, and I come home and my dog is so happy to see me like no one in this world. So this unconditional love is incredible. And just to let you know, my dog saved my life a few years ago. So it was one of those moments that made me stop in my life, you know, just to realize that a dog can risk his life to protect you and help you out without even thinking about it. So that's the beauty.
That's the loyalty, right? That's the loyalty. That's the unconditional love. That's, they live by the moral code, you know. The animals live by the moral code. It's to live or die, mm-hmm. you know. And if they're going to live, they're going to live to the fullest. If they're going to die, they're going to die with honor. Like, this is what we do.
Wow. You know? To those of you who are tuning in right now, you're listening to The Yola Nash Show, and I'm talking to the incredible Cesar Millan. Cesar, do you let your dog sleep in your bed with you?
Absolutely. It's a difference between invading versus inviting. So always make sure that people understand when a dog invites himself, he can become territorial because he makes that choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if you invite the dog, And then it's like you're inviting your guests or your family members, and you tell them where to sleep, where to sit. You see it? So we do that with humans. And so, yes, of course.
What's a guilty pleasure Cesar Millan can confess?
I love food. I mean, I love food. I love cooking. I love cooking for others. I'm not a chef type, but I would definitely give you a nice appetite, Mexican appetizers, and entertain you. And that's my guilty pleasure, you know. And of course, you know, well-behaved dogs are welcome because I don't want to work when I'm cooking.
And I would love to mention that you wrote 7 books, which are extremely successful, landed on the New York Times best-selling list. And your latest release, Lessons from the Pack, Stories of the Dogs Who Changed My Life, is available right now. And it's simply incredible book where you talk about the most important dogs in your life.
Yeah, you know, I never seen in my life, never seen a dog like a student as much as I've seen him as a teacher, you know, like mm-hmm. I said, growing up with dogs in Mexico, with my grandfather in Paloma, which was a very important dog for him. And I didn't know why in the beginning, you know, why my dad, my grandpa was so in love with this dog. And it's because it was his chattel, you know, it was him in the form of a dog.
Wow.
And they had this incredible connection, like they knew each other so well, more than my grandma knew my grandpa. When you got to see that kind of relationship, it really gives you a different perspective of life.
And you are coming to New Jersey, Bergen Pack in Englewood, New Jersey. What would you like to say to your audience here?
That I love them very much, that I'm looking forward to see them again. I've been there many, many times, and you know, it always gets packed,
yeah.
But they keep coming back. I love it because the grandmother comes, the mom comes. It's like a family adventure, you know, it's a family thing.
Mm-hmm. And to all of you, don't miss Cesar Millan Live, February 24th at 8 p.m. For tickets, go to bergenpack.org, or Ticketmaster, or call the box office 201-227-1030, 201-227-1030. Don't miss Cesar Millan. And please also visit Cesar Millan's website. There is so much valuable information there, fantastic tips. Cesarsway.com, Cesarsway.com. Cesar, thank you so much. I feel absolutely honored to have you on the show. Your beautiful and contagious spirit is just unbelievable. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your love. I appreciate it very much.
Cesar Millan, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The gods of rock. The masters of classical. When they come together, you will believe. Welcome to Rocktopia, an epic, one-of-a-kind concert. 5 world-class vocalists, a full symphony orchestra, Queen, Journey, Mozart, Beethoven, and more, in a Broadway event guaranteed to thrill your heart. Sail away to new heights in music. And for the first 3 weeks, see it with special guest Pat Monahan of Train. Rocktopia on Broadway for 6 epic weeks only, starting March 20th. Get tickets at rocktopia.com.
It's Yola Nash, New York.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and you're listening to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio. Don't forget to tell your friends about the Yola Nash Show. And just to remind you, we are streaming live around the world on WABCRadio.com. Now I'd love to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H-N-O. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, and artist. I must emphasize that I feel so lucky that I have discovered her magical and beautiful art. It's so powerful and so unique. And to all of our listeners, if you would like to experience Fela's great poetry and her beautiful art, please go to manodano.com. Manodano.com. And also, great news, her new poetry book is coming out soon. And I promise I'll tell you more about it in my upcoming episodes. And now, I leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
Do you know what truth is? I don't. I thought I knew. And then it turned on its head. And I danced on my ear. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I was looking for it, and then it wandered away. It wandered into the distance, and I swung on my eye. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I recognize it, but I don't know what it is. I thought I did, but then it turned inside out. And I hopped on my hair. Have you ever danced on your ear when truth was there, and then it was not? Have you swung on your eye when you touched truth, and your hand reached through a cloud? Have you hopped on your hair when truth was black, and then it was white? How is it that truth is nowhere to be found? I mean, nowhere to be found. But then it permeates all. Permeates your most desperate heart and your darkest night. How is it that truth is invisible when you crane your neck for a whiff of its fragrance, just when you fade into its dream? Do you know what truth is?
As always, so beautiful. And definitely next week, I will be happy to feature Fela again. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show. And the only thing I can say now, please don't forget to tune in next week for more of the Yola Nash Show. You can listen live on Saturday, 2 a.m. and Sunday, 4 p.m. And please don't forget to check out my on-camera celebrity interviews, where celebrities are talking. The interviews can be watched on our popular video podcast on WABCRadio.com, Stage 17. Or the Yola Nash Show on my YouTube channel. And visit my website, yolanash.com. Okay, I guess we covered all the platforms. So thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. Let's do it again. Till next time, stay well, be happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.